Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
That's right, The Drive is live, and it brings us live on a football Friday to Katy. Here we are at Boomer Jacks here in Katy. Make your way on out here. It's going to be a good time, as always. And this is a playoff edition of, as Clint just said, of a football Friday. And it's going to be a good time out here. As always, we got giveaways for you. We don't keep come empty-handed. If you're in the building, you might want to grab yourself a raffle ticket. And you can enter our raffle. And you've got multiple prizes to win, including an autographed helmet, game-size helmet, from Nico Collins, an autographed football from Azeez Alshire, two Pro Bowlers the Texans, autographed gear. And then in the 4 and the 5 o'clock hour, we have two separate $100 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors to hook you up with. Just grab a ticket, put it in our raffle box, and you will have a chance to win. By the way, you got to be here to win.
That's right.
This ain't a pool, and we'll hook, you know, you got to be here to win. If we pull your number, you're not here, you don't win.
That's right. I mean, you got to be in attendance. None of this telling somebody to come up here, nothing leaving and coming back. I mean, well, I guess it, depending
I guess you
on what
could
you
leave, yeah.
And
we've
they
had a couple
say,
folks.
No.
Well, we've had a couple leave before and come back. Now they were doing the obvious thing, which is just tip the cap, young fella. But you know, so if that's the case, feel free to do what you want to do and ease back in. But got to be here to win it, baby. Got to be in it to win it.
I do wish those two won. I wish one of them won.
Oh, he did. He won. I guarantee you he won.
I thought his luck might range to some tickets, too. So come on out and have a
– Hey, the fact that she came back in the door with him told me he won.
She looked like she won the way she was. Walking.
That's it. She may. That's a good point. That's a good. The fact that she came back in may have been proof that she actually won. That's a good point. Good point. They were both happy when they left and happy when they returned. Man.
I hope that affair is still going. Get on out here, Boomer Jacks here in Katy. It'll be a good time as always. To let you know, coming up a little bit later on in this hour. We will hear from one of the breakout – would that be breakout stars? Breakout players, breakout stars for the Houston Texans, Tommy Togiai. Would he fit
that. That was
close. What is it?
Togi.
What did I say?
You said G.
I want to.
Togiai.
I got it written out here.
That's as breakout star as you're going to get. Now, obviously, if he played a position where he touched the football a little more, I mean, I guess scoring a touchdown last week he touched it, but – If he played a little bit more noticeable position on the outside that was in a little bit more space where everybody could see him, he'd probably be bigger. But yeah, I mean, look, I would say that's a breakout star for this year for damn sure.
Let me tell you something, Tyler. That you like to have a lot of fun with this, and shove it up your ass too, Sally. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna ask Tommy. Now it better be Togiai. Or GI or whatever it is. He better say Togiai. He better say.
Let's get this clarified.
Because if not, I am right off the bat. He better say G. He better
he
say
will.
Tommy Togiai. He better.
There better
he
be better. A hard G in there.
He better. Because if it's something else, I'm all over your ass. You too, Sally. I'm all over you.
It won't be. It'll be right.
All right, you better. Yeah, I bet. I want to hear it. Damn it,
Tyler must have looked in that damn. I guess it's online or it's, you know, no. There's no longer.
Right.
Are there still? What you call it at the game? What do you call it? The
rosters.
No, when you get a book when you walk in the game, what are those called? When you walk in a sporting event.
Your game day program.
Program. There you go. Yeah, there you go.
I thought it was thicker than that, yeah.
Well, Togiai is how Mark Vandermeer pronounced it, and that man's a professional at what he does.
That's all right.
Into the microphone, so I have a lot of faith it's right.
That's fair.
I hope you have some faith. Yeah, you yourself, though, have completely dismissed what Devon Achey wants to be called, and you keep going back to calling
him. That's because he went his whole A&M career without correcting anybody. But
just saying that you would have trusted the A&M broadcaster because that's what he's been called his whole life, and then all of a sudden, actually, it's not Achey.
I wouldn't trust Achey. Him like Vance.
Now I'm just saying, what if Tommy comes out and says, you know what, Ron? It is Togiai.
What is A-Chain going by now? How do they say it the correct way now?
It's A-Chin, right? A-Chin.
I guess. I call him A-Chin.
A-Chin. And he has made it very clear. But that's all right, Tyler. Tyler comes out and says A-Chin and then lets you know, I know that he is asked to be called
he makes
something
it disrespectful,
else. I'm going to call him A-Chin anyway. I'm just saying. So Tommy, it better be Tommy Togiai. I tell you that. If he says G, that interview may not go any further than it is.
It's Tommy Togiai.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but we will hear. We will hear from him at some point. Hopefully, we'll hear from him at some point.
He's in the shower right now. Everybody's out there wondering.
Just
Big Tommy's in. Big Tommy's in the shower.
I was just reading that, so we'll see. I didn't know. I saw a change of plans real quick there.
That's right.
Last time we had a change of plans, it ended up being Henry Toa Toa. So you just never.
Did you say change of plan or change of player?
about to say real quick, injury from an injury perspective, just what we're hearing in terms of practice today, Kamari Lassiter, Titus Howard, Danico Autry, they all missed practice yesterday. They all returned to practice today. So Titus Howard with that ankle and Kamari Lassiter, who expressed to everybody yesterday, no, I'm playing and I didn't even need rest. They're back at practice. But running back Gerard Jordan remains sidelined with that high ankle sprain. Not a major surprise there. So
yeah.
He was the one on the injured report that we looked at that you felt like, well, there could be a problem there. And everybody else, it looks good to see your best offensive lineman and the other half of your best cornerback tandem in the league.
Yeah, and there's still some with the offensive line, it's not a concern, but there's still a thought of what does that starting lineup look like? I mean, is Titus Howard better in this game at the tackle position, as you've mentioned multiple times this week, Ron, because of the bum knee with Trent Brown, or is he better off inside versus the interior presence that Pittsburgh has, and obviously that moves that would move Patterson to the bench and give you a little bit more size inside if it's Titus Howard inside. So what is the lineup? What lineup do they go with in this playoff game? I'm gonna tell you, man. They both have been good. They both have been good. I think they're confident in what Patterson can bring to the table at guard. I think they're confident with Trent Brown. I think they're confident with Titus at either. And so, obviously, the knee of Trent Brown may be an issue.
Yeah. So we'll see wherever he plays. And obviously, to me, it would seem to be that he would be at guard. Like it would be odd to think that. Unless Trent Brown, something shows up a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it would be odd to think that Trent Brown is back at practice with that knee, and that was the offensive line that they're five, as they would say, that they were rolling with, and they wouldn't go back to that. But we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But that is the latest unofficial injury report. We'll give you the latest with both the Steelers and the Texans a little bit later on in the show. But what about last night, man? The last 2 years, the semifinals, that Notre Dame Penn State game was a thriller that came down to it at the end as Notre Dame won, and then last night, Miami and Ole Miss, and I'm gonna guess Tyler. Just judging off those games, that probably took a hit there. You were looking good, really good, for a lot of the portions of that game. When we got into that 17-16 stall there in the third quarter, I thought, boy, Tyler, you're in good shape with that under. And then Ole Miss had the lead. I thought, boy, here we go. That hook must have got you.
Tease me, man.
But Miami wins 31-27, and Ole Miss didn't go down dying. 18 seconds left when Miami takes the lead for good. You think it's over? No, Ole Miss gets themselves down to the 35-yard line and has a better than just Hail Mary to get it open in a controversial non-pass interference call there. But your thoughts from the game last night, another great game in the college football playoff.
I thought it was a tremendous game, man. Tip my cap to all my Ole Miss Rebels out there, man. I mean, what you showed – I mean, here's the thing is, obviously we knew under Lane Kiffin that Ole Miss over the last 6 years had become a team that – with a combination of some athletes that's typically a little bit better than what Ole Miss typically has, as well as the scheme that Lane Kiffin brought. And they started with Lane of late. They started adding some O-line, D-line stuff to the mix that gave them a chance to win big throughout the SEC in the regular season. But there was still a question out there of can Ole Miss go toe-to-toe with the big boys? And with the big boys, I'm talking about the Georgias of the world, the Saban Alabama of the world. We'll see what they do with this new regime. But the Ohio States, the Michigans, those type teams, can you go toe-to-toe and blow-to-blow with those guys? And I'm not talking about score with them. I'm talking about inside, can you be bigger, more physical than some of the big boys across the country? And I thought Ole Miss accomplished that in back-to-back games when it comes down to the college football playoffs. And Miami is just they were undersold to start this thing. Shannon Dawson, the offensive coordinator, obviously brings some creativity and some air raid types of offense to the game. But, man, they get 6'2", 225, big boy in the backfield, Fletcher move going downhill, and then they got some little guys outside that can move and shake and a quarterback that can distribute, man. What Miami's brought to the table in these two games, I think, has been a big eye-opener.
Really,
as well.
All three? I mean, A&M. A&M to start.
Hey, Ohio State, A&M, and then, man.
And then this one. And I think –
I mean, what a game, man. What a game.
Yeah, the big thing that jumps out, and now that they've done this against two SEC opponents, and now we watched Ole Miss against Georgia, and
yeah,
they just – The clear thing was they just pushed them around.
Yep.
Right? I mean, that was always, to me, the difference with the SEC is their line play was just – maybe other teams could match teams and match some of these better, especially the LSUs and Alabamas and Georgias over the year could match their skill guys. But there was such an advantage for offensive and defensive lines. And Miami looks like they have those type of guys up front. I mean, there was a play there in that second half where they handed this thing. I don't know if it was third, whatever.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
But they're 12 yards down the field, just pushing him. Yeah. And Ole Miss is rolling back, and it was just like, damn. What the hell is happening? They had that kind of success against A&M. They had that kind of success. Ohio State, we know they got dudes. That was really something that jumped out and tries, and it makes you figure out how the hell they lost to Louisville.
Yeah.
And how they lost two games in the ACC when the OC to me sometimes gets a little cute here. Because I think they probably could have won by a couple of touchdowns if they just said, "Hill, man, we're just gonna hand this sucker off."
Oh, Miami.
Yeah, if they like, I mean, you go look at the stat line, you don't even know how the hell it's this close.